This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he's a freshman congressman, but he's on fire and really been at the center, along with Trey Gowdy and others, exposing the Clinton Crime Network. Matt Gaetz joins us from Florida. He's in Congress right now, coming up in the next segment. But I wanted to play these two clips right now. Then after Gaetz leaves, I'll go back to all the phone calls. I wanted to play campaigners chant Churchill was a racist as they storm a cafe that is themed after Churchill. The leftists have all these things for Mao and Lenin and Stalin that killed together about 120 million people. But Mao's 80 plus million of that, the grand champion of mass murder. But it's all about them bullying everybody. When Churchill stood against Hitler, you name it, it's just crazy. But again, they hate anything British, anything sovereign. And then after that, college students hate Trump's State of the Union before they've done it from the great folks at College Reform. So here is first Churchill, then the College Reform piece. Then we'll come back with Congressman Gaetz with the latest on the memo, the FBI director stepping down, and more. Stay with us.
We cannot accept the unashamed colonial and gentrifying presence of this cafe. We demand that.
To the owner of the cafe, apologize to the local community for their poorly thought and insensitive branding and promptly change it from the menu to the aesthetics and decor of the cafe.
To the customer, we ask you that you boycott this cafe until they take the concerns of the community seriously.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and support each other.
We must love and support each other.
We have nothing to lose but our change.
We have nothing to lose.
We must love and support each other. We have nothing to lose by our chains.
I'm Kevin Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're at NYU getting students' opinions on President Trump's State of the Union address. Except that speech won't happen for another 7 days. But what will they say when we ask them what they thought of it? Let's find out.
Well, we've been getting people's reactions today to the State of the Union last night. Some people were saying that it was the most racist State of the Union that's ever happened. What was your reaction to everything that was said?
I didn't watch it because I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
Quite racist at the very least. If not up there with most racist.
Yeah. Wow. It's already quickly climbing the scale. Some of the people said today that they thought his immigration stance that he outlined last night was especially hateful.
Very.
What do you think of it?
It's something that I wouldn't have expected to happen in, like, our lifetime.
It's offensive. It is crazy, but I'm not shocked by it, by what he's done in the past. So
pretty. I believe what I'm hearing about his rough nature and the hate that he probably said.
He told the Democrats the wall got 10 feet higher because they didn't stand up and give him applause at one point. What do you think of all that?
The behavior of someone who refuses to accept accountability for their failures.
The way he acts, you shouldn't be acting like that if you're the leader of the country, regardless of what party you're in. So that frustrates me a lot.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me that that was his State of the Union address.
Hopefully everything that he's outlined can be overturned by the public opinion.
Was there one thing in particular that you saw people most upset about?
Probably with immigration going on with the whole DACA thing and him trying to build the wall.
One of the craziest moments when he started a build the wall chant with all the Republicans that were there.
Okay.
People on social media were accusing him of basically using the State of the Union as a campaign event.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
I think it's absolutely crazy.
The fact that he started a chant, he's big on those.
But what's your reaction?
I think it reveals that he has the temperament of a three-year-old.
People, a lot of times, they're trying to say, don't listen to what he's saying, and they just want to shut it down just because it's Trump saying it. Do you think they have any ground there?
I don't think so. I think there are enough progressive and intellectual people that really analyze what he's saying.
Do you think he's going to follow through with the things that he promised last night?
I don't know. We'll see. He said he was going to become president. He became president.
I want to plow into all of this. I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number three. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. There's an ongoing press conference right now dealing with the stepping down 5 months earlier than he said he would of FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who we know now was the leaker, according to Ritz Priebus, of secret information to the press while he was meeting with the president to deal with leaks that were violating national security. That is just huge. As this whole house of cards comes down, and I got to tell you, it has been folks in Congress, like the chairman Devin Nunes, and people like Trey Gowdy, and people like Jim Jordan, who have been leading the charge against this incredible bullying. And we're very thankful for President Trump and the American people being awake and seeing through the Russia collusion canard that tried to violate our election and what the people have done, the will of the people. But without these congressmen up there telling the truth, there would be nobody out there. And the leftist media has pointed this out. But out of the gates, pun intended, Matt Gaetz from Florida has been one of the strongest, most focused, eloquent, on-target voices that we've all watched on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC doing battle. And he's got a statement out on the deputy director, acting director stepping down, and so much more on the eve of the vote here, on the memo, and so much more. So Congressman Matt Gaetz, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Well, wow, what a time to be alive seeing all this. Where should we start, with McCabe or with the vote tonight on the memo? I mean, so much is happening.
Well, I think we've got a lot of momentum in the Congress to get this memo released and before the American people, and that's absolutely essential. We've got to decide as a country what kind of government we want to have, what individual liberties protected by our Constitution are worthy of fighting for. I think it's also important for the FBI to move on past the era of Andrew McCabe. I wish him the best. I certainly don't hope anything bad happens to him going forward, but I absolutely think that the FBI and the Department of Justice had become so politicized that they had lost their way and they lost the confidence of the American people, and now we've got to rebuild that through reforms and transparency, and I think the first thing we can do in the Congress is vote to release this memo.
I mean, obviously, you and others have seen parts of the memo. You've talked to people that have seen the memo. I saw Trey Gowdy on Fox News last night getting that it's more than a memo. It's a compendium of the research of the chain of events. Can you speak to that and what those chain of events basically are? I mean, it's pretty clear you've got a cabal of Clintonites inside of the Justice Department and the FBI who wanted to stop him becoming president, stop him being even elected. And it looks like they even went more crazy once he was elected to try to basically stop him and have him removed.
Yeah, I can say that the period of time covered in the memo deals with time both before and after the 2016 presidential election. And one would not have to read the memo to even hold the views you hold, because there's so much information that's in the public square about the text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, about, you know, the special status that Hillary Clinton received when she was being investigated. But really, the way in which intelligence has been collected and the manner in which that intelligence was authenticated, I think, is worthy of a debate in the Congress, because we need to ensure that we don't have an empowerment of these institutions linked to political organizations in a way that allows something like something so important like the FBI or the Department of Justice to be converted into a political hatchet job where they go after one party in favor of another. And that's what we don't want to see happen in this country.
Congressman Gates, looking at this, how did they think they get away with it? Because they try to say, oh, did Nunes invent his smoking gun? Invent it? The text messages of insurance policies and Stroke saying, I don't buy it, there's no evidence, and meeting with McCabe, while McCabe is being advertised to the president as the new director and a great guy when he's the guy, it looks like, running the cabal. I understand you're not out in some vendetta after McCabe, but doesn't this all have to come out? I mean, we're hearing there's a lot of even bigger smoking guns that are about to come out.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. This memo is not the last piece of evidence in the story. It's an important gathering of the evidence, and it's a laying out of the evidence, but it certainly doesn't cover all periods of time. And, you know, I can say generally, as it relates to the FISA laws, there are original applications for FISA warrants, and then the law requires those FISA warrants to be renewed every 90 days based on the information collected. So I think that we've got to have a very broad view of the evidence and the full time period before evaluating what reforms we would make in the Congress to this process to ensure it doesn't happen again. And, you know, you mentioned Mr. McCabe as a central figure in so much of what went on. That has come out by looking at the text messages of, you know, of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And we're called like conspiracy theorists because we see this cabal right in front of us. We're able to aggregate these data points and show what was really going on. The reality is we're just looking at the very messages that the people that were at the center of the Hillary Clinton investigation and the center of Robert Mueller's investigation were saying to one another. I mean, that seems to be an entirely reasonable review of the facts to look at the communications between people who had central roles in the investigation. And I don't think there's any dispute that there was extreme bias, but not only bias in their minds, in their actions, in their planning, in the things that they were doing. And it's one of the reasons why I filed legislation today to get this memo released. I was joined by 35 of my Republican colleagues. And also this evening, I'll be taking the floor of the Congress with over a dozen members, each giving their own voice to this movement to get this memo released so that we can have a debate and discussion in the public about its contents.
Congressman Gates, that should have been my first question. I mean, I think just knowing the Republicans control the House and seem positive overall that that this vote this afternoon is going to pass, hopefully, and then any word on how fast the president who gets to review that, I mean, because it would be great for him to review it and then talk about it in the State of the Union tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, he gets 5 days in which to review the vote of the Intelligence Committee, and he could make an objection during those 5 days, but I don't expect him to. You know what I think would be very interesting, Alex, if during the State of the Union, the president announced that he was supportive of the release of this memo following the Intelligence Committee's potential vote this evening. I think that would be just fantastic. It would be great for the country to see the president wanting to bring this matter to a close, but also wanting the American people to have a look behind the curtain and see what's really going on in this country. It's the kind of populism that got Donald Trump elected, always fighting for the regular folks, and I think we're going to hear a lot of that in the State of the Union, and this would be a really great component piece.
Well, MSM is going to attack you for coming on the show, but that's a badge of honor. It's like the president's come on before. Because they're so discredited, and after their whole Russiagate facade falls, which I think has really already fallen, you can correct me if I'm wrong, where are they going to go from here? I mean, they have the fake dossier, BuzzFeed, all this stuff they do, the fake news, and then now it turns out that the conspiracy was FBI and Justice Department collusion to try to stop him getting the nomination, stop him being seated as president, and now remove him from office when it's Hillary and all them up to their eyeballs with the Russian collusion.
Honestly, Alex, that is a great question because I think we've won the argument with the American people as it relates to how conflicted the Mueller probe is. I mean, even Harvard University put out a poll that said over half of Americans think that the Mueller probe is infected with conflict of interest. And, you know, Harvard usually leans pretty far to the left.
56%, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll tell you this, Alex. The mainstream media has to find ways to divide us, and so does the political left, because if we focus on a growing economy, tax cuts, a regulatory environment that's working for the American people again. I think that the people will be uplifted by this Trump presidency and by Republican control of the Congress. And the mainstream media doesn't want to see that.
That was my next question. When clearly globalist policies have their foot on the neck of the country, Trump and you and others have just removed the foot and we're roaring back to life. How can the Grammys tanking, the NFL tanking, Hillary, all this keep running on hating Trump when clearly he's pro-America? Clearly you are. I mean, people aren't going to go against their own interest.
No, and that's why there has to be a constant distraction, right? So we're about to have this immigration debate, and look, I mean, there are elements of the president's blueprint that I like regarding border security. There are elements that I don't love, but I suspect that the mainstream media, the political left, they'll have to go play the race card. They'll have to use identity politics to divide people, and I think reasonable voices will have to emerge and say, no, like, we need an immigration policy that supports border security to support the rule of law in this country, and I hope the president lays that out tomorrow, Alex.
All right. All right, we got a little bit of time left after this quick break with Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, an impressive new crop of folks that are up there with real leadership. This is amazing to see this country come back from the dead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
All right, I got to say, rising star of the Republican Party, I know that he's one of my favorite people to watch on Fox News or when he's even on CNN. Got 5 minutes left with Matt Gaetz, mattgaetz.com, Gaetz spelled G-A-E-T-Z, mattgaetz.com. You can follow him on Twitter, all the rest of it, and that's critical. We had a great discussion during that 3.5 minute break. Let's just go through it. What happens as their house of cards falls? They've shown they never give up.
Well, you're right about that, Alex, but they're going to be like cornered rats when this entire investigation is shown to be the fraud that it is. It's built on a rotten foundation, and I suspect that they'll have to go into major defense mode over Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. There's a lot of people that paid bribes to the Clinton Foundation that still may be getting a benefit out of this government, and when they find out that their house of cards is falling, we may see a very strong reaction, and they'll have to really start to explain themselves, because the president's shown one thing. He's willing to drain the swamp in this town.
That's right. No lobbyists in there, and that's why they're panicking. 2018, they say, is everything. We secured the beachhead like Normandy, but we've got to actually go into Germany here to use that World War II analogy. So let's talk about 2018.
Well, Trump voters have to have a reason to come out and vote for Republicans in a world in which Donald Trump's not going to be on the ballot, Alex. And so the question is, will Republicans stand by the Trump agenda? Will we help this president get major things accomplished like we did on tax reform? Or in this next year, is it going to be more like the Obamacare fiasco, where unfortunately we weren't able to do that because of some people in the Senate, primarily Republicans, abandoning this president? And so I think that if we stand behind our standard bearer, if we fight for his agenda, for a stronger border, for infrastructure, for tax cuts, we'll see this economy take off and Trump voters will come out. If we see more of like what we see out of Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and sometimes Mitch McConnell, then I fear we may be in for a real tough cycle. So it's all to us. We have the power to control our destiny if we'll fight with this president.
Well, that's right. The leftists brag. They go, okay, libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, populists, they woke up. They're taking over worldwide, but it doesn't matter. Now we've mobilized, and they're really stealing elections. They are boiling out of their rat holes. People need to know, hey, this was just phase one. It's kind of like a football game. We've won the first half, and now we're coming out of the bunkers here. This is the real fight here in the second half.
No, you're absolutely right, because if we lose the House, Nancy Pelosi will have Donald Trump impeached by this House within 90 days of taking the gavel. I firmly believe that. And so that's why the House is so important. And then in the Senate, we find too often that there's this sense of collegiality and deference to one another that really erodes democracy. It erodes majority rule. I think we need a new voice in the huddle in the Senate. I think that we need some leaders in the United States Senate to stand up and fight for this president's agenda and fight for conservative reform. They did that on tax cuts, and I think that they should be commended for it. Now let's get back and start working on some of these entitlements that are hollowing out the economic future of this country. Let's get back and actually secure the border. Let's do E-Verify. Let's end chain migration. I think if we can get a Senate behind those priorities, we'll have a great 2018. But if they fail to do the conservative things we promised to our voters, then I suspect voters who are Trump fans may not come out for the election. But you're right, it's critically important to get the agenda done.
Well, I got to say, and I'm not a cheerleader, I'm a cheerleader for the truth. Trump has over-delivered in 1 year. He did more than Reagan ever did in 3 or 4, and I love Reagan. I mean, it was dramatic. They call it gridlock. He ran over the gridlock. I mean, all the things we got, procedurally wounding Obamacare, the tax cuts, the border, taking care of the military. I mean, all the things we've seen, the jobs, the stock market. I mean, if America doesn't double down and realize Trump's got our back, we've got to get his back, we deserve what happens. In closing, the minute we've got left, Congressman Gates from Florida, State of the Union. We've seen year one about delivering. Trump says, hey, I've just got it started. What do you expect to hear in the State of the Union tomorrow night?
I expect the president to offer a unifying message. I expect a real focus on infrastructure and about the economic conditions people find themselves in, because the mainstream media can lie and they can cheat and they can distort and they can take things out of context and sensationalize all kind of drama that goes on here in Washington. But what the mainstream media can't lie about is the amount of money in people's paychecks. And I think that the president is going to talk to over 2 million Americans that have already seen their wages rise. They've already seen bonuses in their bank accounts, and he's going to talk about the economic condition of this of the American people, and I think ultimately that will unify our party, and it should unify the country.
That's right. It's really a question of the people are awake, they should deliver, take action. I got to ask this last question. I know you're not a vindictive guy, neither am I. You know, Napoleon got, you know, sent off to Alba, but Hillary and the globalists have committed all these crimes. There should be more investigations. Something should be done. They're always going to come back if we don't. Is somebody going to get indicted over the made-up Russiagate crimes, trying to frustrate voters, and all the crazy stuff we've seen? I mean, you know, the money, the former FBI director, McCabe's wife getting $500,000. The president's talked about it. What needs to happen, just in closing?
Well, there have been credible media reports that the Little Rock Field Office is actually investigating elements of bribery and corruption with the Clinton Foundation, particularly as it relates to uranium sales that may not have been in our nation's interest. And I think that should really worry Hillary Clinton and some of the people who were paying money for influence within the Clinton world, because this is not going to be a politically predetermined outcome made by a bunch of political bureaucrats at the head shed at the FBI. This is going to be frontline work done by real field agents out in the Little Rock field office, and they should be concerned because justice may be coming to their doorstep very soon.
Wow. So it looks like Clinton world is coming to an end as America and the real world comes back. Well, Matt Gaetz, really impressed with what you're doing. MattGaetz.com. Thanks for joining us here in the InfoWar.
Thank you.
All right. There goes the congressman. Thank you so much, Congressman. Wow. MattGaetz.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We're going to go to break here in just a few minutes. But I tell you, I remember Stone a couple of years ago and Matt Gaetz, we're running him for Congress. Oh, he's the best, blah, blah, blah. You're going to love him. This guy's going to be a hard charger. This guy's going to be, you watch this guy, and boom, there it is. I mean, it's just like amazing. And that is not the congressman that I talked to about the memos 2 weeks ago, or Jack Posobiec that talked to another congressman, or Roger Stone that had dinner with three congressmen to tell you what was in the memo. And again, you're talking to people writing notes like, okay, it's the memo, okay, it does this, okay, it's a blueprint, it's a roadmap to all the stuff they've done. It proves perjury in the general FISA memo. And then and then all of a sudden, a week later, William Binney, the former technical head of the NSA, goes, oh, this document, no one's paid attention, this is the memo. And it is the memo. But and then it's part of the larger memo they're writing about the FISA court that then nexuses them all in with that into how they perjured themselves. And I have trouble. It's a big investigation getting my mind around that. But, I mean, it's crystal clear. But, again, then they play semantical games about what's in it. It's going to destroy them. And that's why my spidey sense, I could barely sleep last night, even though I was a good boy and tried to go to bed early and everything. I rolled around a bunch. I woke up in the middle of the night. I was doing research 3 hours. And I only can't sleep when big stuff's about to happen. Because, man, we're relaunching the Republic right now. We are. And, again, it doesn't mean I'm perfect or you're perfect. But we're not out to hurt you. My intent is justice and prosperity. Doesn't mean I've got to suppress some of my evil side sometimes when people are messing with me. But I love God. And I know I'm a sinner. That's the difference. These people don't even know they're evil. They're just running wild, like foaming at the mouth about everything. And it just gets worse and worse and crazier because they're megalomaniacs. They have no governors because they're not powerful. Really innately powerful people have governors because they understand what can happen. But scumbags don't. Your calls and a ton of breaking news and clips from the news conference coming up straight ahead.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They say that pride goeth before a fall in the Bible, and I agree with that. And I wouldn't call it pride. It's not pride in myself. Pride, arrogance, self-arrogance is evil, but having pride in your family, having pride in successes we've had is a celebration. So pride isn't the right word. So I don't know what you call it, but man, I'm really proud of our audience. And I know that sounds patronizing when I come on air and say that, but I whenever these families of every race, color, and creed, all the human race, come up to me and shake my hand and thank me for things, it's like getting punched in the stomach, in that I feel like I'm not worthy to have this much attention or thanks. I took my daughters and one of their friends out with my wife to dinner Friday night at a Argentinian steakhouse. And then our dinner was probably pretty expensive, and somebody bought our dinner. That happens all the time. And I'm looking around who did it, and they're already gone. And it just makes me really it's just because I guarantee you the people that bought me my dinner are probably smarter than I am, more eloquent, and could even do a better job. All I'm saying is all this success we have, all this power, doesn't make me feel arrogant. It's the opposite. But I do have pride in you, and that's why I always say to people, well, thanks for putting up with me, because sometimes I tune into my own show later to rehear it. I don't like doing it, and it's like, wow, that was really good. And other times I go, man, you sound like a sped-up, gibbering moron, and all I'm saying is I want you to know I appreciate you. And I was just thinking during the break about how far we've come. All over the world, people are waking up and taking action against these big centralized corporate combines. And they're taking action against all these really, really evil people. And Trump's taking action as best he can. I'm surprised he's gotten this much done. People can point at things that aren't perfect. He's not a dictator. And even if it was a dictator, that caused its own problems. We don't want that. It's just an amazing time to be alive right now. That's all I'm saying. And the people I've gotten to meet doing this, the things I've been through, even though I get attacked and lied about and persecuted behind the scenes, I actually get guilty that I'm so resigned, even though I love my children more than life itself. And I love my own life as well, but not as much as I want to stop the globalists, not as much as in general. The planet isn't going to make it, and we're not going to make it as a species if we don't defeat these people. And that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at, is that it's that real feeling that's beyond a feeling. It's a knowing in your bones that you've got to do this no matter what. You've got to take action. You've got to commit. You've got to put everything, your children, your family, your life, everything on the line. Well, there's no future, because the death of our species, the death of everything we've been through, will be the death of our ancestors and the death of us and the death of our progeny. That is the death of our species. And it's so clear that evil people have bought into a spirit that's invaded our world, as the Bible says, to try to get people to sell out, to suppress their own humans for the promise of some godhood. You're never going to receive this Luciferian enlightenment that you believe, this Luciferian fire that you believe is going to help you become transcendent, by being selfish and by dumbing down your fellow humans. But that's the message. You got to prove how strong you are in survival of the fittest to do all these rough, horrible things with people, and then out of that nightmare will rise this ubermenschen, when at the base level you're not trying to give rise to amazing humans, you're trying to suppress everybody so that you, the fallen, can rule over us. It's a lie. They create an atmosphere to make us weak, to make us pathetic, to make us passive, to make us go along. And then they go, oh, we're doing all this to, you know, see what comes out of the mud, the lily. All I know is the spirit that comes out of D.C., the spirit that comes out of Los Angeles, the spirit that comes out of their systems is cold, alone, destitute, poverty-stricken, shrunken, starving, howling, freezing, dead. And I have tasted that spirit, and I don't want any part of it. You know, the devil is able to masquerade, I'm going to go to your phone calls, as this engine of life, like wild sex and strength and will and talent comes out of the devil. No, the devil, the system takes control of your mind, and it makes you think your natural talents come from the system when the system is there leeching off you, using you to empower its structure. We're going to go to Mark and Sam and Marcos and Faris and many others, Tim in Seattle. That Congressman Gates interview that we just had earlier was powerful. I mean, he said the Clinton crime network are cornered rats that are going down. He said that there's credible reports he's got that the FBI in Little Rock is investigating the Clinton Library and Foundation. And that he believes they will vote to release the memo. And the president will talk about how he's going to release the memo at the State of the Union tomorrow night. And he's telling you what he's heard. He's like, he's not saying it's going to happen because the thing could change. He goes, I'd like to see. Kind of like Jim Jordan. You know, I bet you guys went and met with McCabe and fixed all this fake made-up intelligence as a plan to have an insurance policy. And before this stuff had even come out, Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, is going, shit, talk about that. He's telling him, I've got the secret documents. They're coming out. What are you going to do on the hot seat? I mean, just to finally see, because I didn't want to get Gates on. Normally getting congresspeople on, that's boring. Nobody cares. I don't want to get Gates on and kiss his ass and say, oh, my God, thank God for Jim Jordan. Thank God for Trey Gowdy. Thank God for Devin Nunes. Thank God for you. But, I mean, thank God for him. If we didn't have those patriots that got into the Freedom Caucus, that are dyed-in-the-wool patriots, we wouldn't even have a shot right now with a bunch of candy-ass people out there. And I'm proud of the fact that I backed Rand Paul. He went sideways during the campaign, thought he'd act like he was establishment and win. They knew he wasn't establishment. Now he's back. Great. I love Rand Paul. This is what this is all about, man. It's retaking who we are and standing up and saying, listen, I don't have all the answers, and I'm not looking for power. But you're not going to run my life. So you want to feel some power, I'm going to kick you like a horse upside your head. And then I'm going to keep coming back at you till the end, because this fighting's all I got. I can't roll over in some ditch and show my belly to you wolves and let you pull my guts out from my rear end. You want to fight me, it's going to be swinging fists, and I'm going to be biting, and I'm going to be attacking till the last blood pumps out of that heart. And when my eyes roll up in my head, I'm going to be dead, and you're not going to have me strapped up against some wall having your way with me. Like I've discovered you wanted me to be, under your control, in your hands, right there, but God delivered me one more time. And I'm sure, in my gut, because God's already told me, I already know it, my spirit, God tells you this is the choices you have that I will be made an example of. In the end, I will be destroyed in front of everybody. But that will be the victory. And I personally am not looking for that, but I know that's what it really takes. To go the long mile, to not stop, to be the winter soldier, not the sunshine patriot. And I'll tell you, I don't feel sorry for myself feeling like that. I feel so honored it brings tears to my eyes. Thank God we're not with these devil worshipers and pedophiles. Thank God you're with God. Thank God you're awake. Thank God you're good. Get on your knees and thank Christ right now. I know I am.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run.
Well, it's happened again. It happens every day, basically. Off-duty cop shoots driver attempting to run over pedestrians, Philadelphia police say. And you know, if his name ends up being Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad, you're not going to see that in the media. A man who allegedly attempted to ram pedestrians with his black Honda on Monday morning in Philadelphia critically injured one person before being shot and killed by an off-duty cop who happened to be on the scene. The driver who was not immediately identified was taken to Presbyterian Medical Center with a gunshot wound to the head. He was pronounced dead soon after arriving. Too bad. All right, I'm going back to your calls right now ahead of Joel Gilbert hosting the next hour. I'm going to host part of that with him. I'm going to play part of the Sanders press conference on McCabe, too, so we'll have Gilbert take over about 15 after. I'm going to go to your calls, though, just briefly because they're reminding me to do this and I barely do it. If you don't buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, we don't continue on. We shut down because they've taken our sponsors. Everybody knows what they've done. But, hey, the good news is you have been buying the products. They're great products. You've been liking them. You've been reordering them. If you're a listener that's been on the fence, InfoWarsStore.com. That is how you get great products. And, most importantly, stick your thumb in the eye of the globalists and promote free speech and defy their system of total control. We've got to end this special in a couple days. We've got $50 off on the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system, four phase, the last phase ion filter. Leading competitors are $400 to $600. just a few years ago, leading competitors were 800 to 1,000. The prices are going down. We used to sell it for like $250 to $300. Now they've got costs down, so it's normally $200. It's $149. We've got 479 reviews. We're talking about 4.9 stars. It's unbelievable. It's the very best unit out there. That helps fund our operation. And like I said, I think they make it for like $80. So we like split between $80-something dollars and that. And I think we make like $30, $40 on it at that deal. So we're going to sell a lot of these to fund this operation. But I believe in selling you the very best products at the very lowest prices because that's how I want to be traded. And you've responded. We sell unbelievable amounts of stuff, but it's like, you know, if you have a graph of like 90%, you know, is the cost and everything, and then a little 10% up here for us to fund things, we have to sell a crap ton. But a lot of times, we got stuff even lower than Amazon and better systems. So, again, Bezos hates you, wants your guns, wants to go over to the president, gets funded by taxpayers for free shipping. If you want taxpayer money for free shipping, go to Amazon. We can't do it all the time. We do it sometimes. It's not free shipping right now. InfoWarsStore.com. It's just up to you what you want to do. We have the InfoWars Mind Body Pack. That's the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Fruit Punch, Multivitamin, and Amino Acid. And then the Brain Force. That's 40% off together. You've got the new Pollen Block that's so amazing. People are loving. And Body Ease, the Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Those are both 50% off. Those specials have to end very soon because they are selling out. But you built InfoWars, so I'm not complaining. Every time we get attacked, people just come through. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to belabor this, but let me tell you. We're getting called by up to 10 TV stations a day, and we are getting the satellites they want, and I'm not going to list the stations that are calling us. These are, some of them are the top three. We've gotten two calls from TV broadcast stations that are in the top three in the country, and I remembered why I even said this, that the owner of one of these was putting my films on years ago. And I thought, I remember in a meeting like 3 years ago, I go, I bet stations like that will pick us up. And now that the owner is calling up in one of the most populous cities in the country, West Coast. Because people want to make a big splash now. They want to really change things. They get the fights on. And I don't even want to go on air and tell listeners this really positive stuff because the enemy listens. You know, they know we don't lie. We make mistakes, but we don't lie. Paul Watson goes, we defeated YouTube. We defeated all this. We have the most impressions. We're winning. And they had like 100 articles the next week going, they admit they're winning. Ban them. And then they started restricting us. So I'm not going to fly under the radar anymore, though. And I'm not going to sit here and not tell you that it's a lot of money to spend $1.5 million on three satellites we need and the closed captioning and all the rest of the stuff to go 24 hours a day. But we are going to reach... It looks like hundreds and hundreds of UHF and VHF and hundreds of cable stations. We're already on 40-plus, if you count cable and TV, without even trying. This is so exciting right now, and nobody's ever done this. Because I just knew in my head, I don't want my own vanity channel. No one watches that. I want to beam direct about the TV and cable themselves and be on the lower peg, the lower channels that have all the viewers. You're not going to just have, you know, reruns of Bonanza or... You know, reruns of The Rifleman, which is fine. You're going to have Alex Jones 24 hours a day. Can you imagine on people never gotten this? What's going to happen? It's already happening. The stations are getting the word. See, it's coming to the industry. They're getting ratings. They're getting sponsors. This is the other big secret. And Ted was cool on this because I have my own show on my show. But GCN, I said, listen, you can keep having half the ads on the radio because I don't even really deal with those. But I said, I'm going to give our TV affiliates free to air. That means the 15 minutes of commercial space is all theirs, and I'll do a few minutes an hour plugging myself. I want the stations to have that. No one's done it. And the word went out, free to air, and it has just been amazing. So I almost left GCN a few months ago. I said, you know, I'll put you guys on the map. All your shows are great, whatever. Ted's a great guy. But I just said, my show, I'm doing it, all the rest of it, and I'm free to air. So... Radio, it's still not free to air. That's one reason I think about leaving GCN. You know, I want to tell our radio stations, because imagine if I told our radio stations, you are free to air, you get all the ads, we get an additional 200 affiliates in like a month. And then maybe I say, oh, then, you know, Ted, I'll give you a couple minutes of ads, and, you know, where I plug you on the show, but I don't need to do that. And I love Ted. I love all those guys. I just communicate, you know, out in the open about all this stuff. This is the kind of stuff where my loyalty is so intense that I let it get in the way of progress because I'm not even being disloyal. And see, now I'm ranting. I haven't gone to your calls. That's the things we're involved in. That's the things we're doing. And, I mean, 10 stations a day. And, I mean, it's like New York, L.A., Miami. They're like, we're ready, but we don't like the satellite you got. And it's like, it's amazing. I was talking to a gentleman in Japan, and he said, yeah, you're on Japanese TV, dude. Right, what do you mean? He goes, they got local stations, and every day my wife tunes in, and for 30 minutes at least here and there, they have clips of you on local community Japanese TV. The word went out. They those congressional hearings, then saying they want to shut us down, and the world went, well, what's Alex Jones talking about? And I mean, from Japan to Russia to Nigeria to South Africa to Canada to student channels. I mean, everybody is putting clips of our reporters and our guests, and it's whatever you want to take. Like Congressman Gates earlier, it's whatever you want. It's already all free to air. I can say on radio stations it's not because of GCN. That's fine. I get it. They got to fund themselves. But clips of my show, I get these calls constantly saying, I'm a radio station. I'd like to air clips of your show in my morning show. It's free to air. You do it. But they're all like, conservatives are so like this, they're like, well, can I put InfoWars on the side of my barn? You better. Or create your own website and do it. We're in a war. They're trying to shut down our speech. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. It's the very same thing. I'm like sitting there with these stations calling, going, can we just download your show and air it off prisonplanet.tv or whatever? And I'm like, yes, 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 yes. But I don't even need to say yes. But I get the stations and lawyers want it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. I'm not going to sit here and have them shut. Because here's the deal. Stations know we had 86 million viewers election week. And believe me, Google and all of them took notice of that. 86 million. So they've suppressed us down to 35, 40 million a week blocking us right now. If you can call that blocking. But it doesn't matter because it just went like cut one head off, five more grow. And so it's an exciting time. I'm going to shut up now. I promise I'm going to Mark. I'm going to Chris. I'm going to Tim. I'm going to Sam. But I walked back there in the affiliate relations area, and I was looking at these emails, these calls, and these people. And I remembered some of the station owners years ago were like, can you get on the satellite? It was the reason I did it. Well, they're now ready. But I'm just going to say this. When I blow the bugle that we're about to do a charge, the enemy is shooting at me big time. And I'm not bitching. If they get me, I'm already. I'm just saying you cannot fund and you cannot support and you cannot pray. And I say this humbly because it's actually shameful. And I'm one of the best things we've got in this operation. But it didn't matter. I was willing to do it. So we're here and we are massively expanding. We've hired like 20 new people the last few months. And we're radically expanding. We got huge studios going in, contracts, everything. And I'm just 110% ready down the road. If I get in a bad situation, I'll sell my house. I've even talked to my daddy about our family land in East Texas. I said, Dad, if we get in deep crap, you need to sell off our ranch and then that oil and gas, which I never used to fund this. It's not my money. He said, I'm absolutely behind you. So I want George Soros and everybody else to know, you're not the only pieces of crap with money. I don't got what you got, but every dollar I got is like a million of yours. So you want to fight, you Nazi collaborators, son of a bitch? You got one. You got it?
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.